Absolutely. If you saw the team sheet and you saw what we had missing, you think of the week we've had mentally and physically. 10 men we had to play for, 80-odd minutes on Tuesday, and five of the players on that pitch today had to do it again today, and they were mentally and physically tired. Then you got your new players who have come in who haven't played so much, and they got to get up to speed with League One football. So it was always going to be a really tough ask to come here and pick something up. But I thought, you know, our shape and our discipline was good. I thought Chesterfield were the better team, the team most likely to win the game. But where they are in the league at home, they were always going to be the team that were pressing for the win.
And in terms of your squad, it is stretched very, very thin. How pleased were you with Alfie Egan today?
Yeah, all of them. I thought Alfie Egan, Tom Beer, they did brilliant for us today. You know, we pride our academy. We like our academy. We want it to grow, and whenever possible, we want to get them players on the pitch. But you know, we've got to try our best now to get one or two back. Three of our back four today were just about getting through the game. Darius Charles, Sean Kelly, and Barry Fuller were limping for the last half an hour. And then add to that the likes of Tom Elliott, Lowell Taylor, Dean Parrott, Andy Bartram, John Meads, and you can see that we had a lot of our main part of our squad missing today.
Do you think that with the sort of squad being stretched, you might be forced into looking into the market?
We are looking into the market anyway, because we want to add to the squad, but we can't find, or the quality that we want isn't available in the position we want. So we're not going to just, you know, throw money in for a player who comes in and doesn't play. So we've got Gillingham on Tuesday, and then we've got 10 days till Sheffield United. So We'll try and get as many of them patched up out there on Tuesday, and then hopefully by the time we play our next game away at Sheffield, we'll have, you know, more or less the full squad back.
And looking ahead to Gillingham, do you think sort of the majority will be back for that?
No, I don't think the majority will. I'm hoping one or two might. You know, fingers crossed Andy Bartram and Dean Parrott might be. Lyle Taylor's going to be 50-50. Tom Elliott's a doubt. So and John Meads will probably be a no. So we'll see.